get 28 hours of premium content for the same price as 5 minutes worth of gum by clicking the link in the description and subscribing for more content. First we have, am I the butthole for paying my stepson's college tuition but not my biological daughter? By TW91726667. I am 39, had a kid with my ex-girlfriend when we both were 18, but I have never really had a close relationship with her. Her name's Darla, F21. Darla's mom and I broke up before she even found out she was pregnant, and although she insisted that I was the father of her baby, I always doubt it. I know it's a possibility, but also there's a possibility she's not my daughter. However, I was pressured by my parents to give her my last name and paying a small amount of child care, which I wasn't even paying myself because I didn't have a job at the time. As I said, I never really had a relationship with Darla, but I would see her every once in a while when she was in my parents' house with her mother. Darla's mom hates me for whatever reason too, so that made our relationship even more distant. When I was 25, I met a woman, F38, in college. She had a 4-year-old kid, Brian, at the time. After dating for some time, we got married and we have 2 more kids together. I've raised Brian almost his whole life, as his own father wasn't in the picture, so I consider him my own son, and he also consider me his dad. He's going to college this year, so I paid completely for his education. However, Darla's mom got very angry when she found out because I haven't done the same to Darla. Apparently she's going to college this year too, as her mom didn't have enough money to pay her tuition and she had to work to pay for it. She had put some of my own family against me, and now they're calling me an asshole because of my favoritism towards my son. I think it's obvious that I would pay for his tuition because I did had a relationship with Brian but not with Darla, but maybe I should have helped her. Next we have, am I the butthole for flipping out on my fiancé for canceling all the vegan food options from our wedding food menu behind my back? My fiancé, 31 male, and I, 25 female, are getting married soon. There wasn't much that disagreed on during the wedding planning except for food. Me and my family are vegans, and there are so many reasons why we chose this lifestyle, and one of them being that we have a history of health issues. My fiancé and his family are the complete opposite. They're hardcore meat eaters, which is fine by me obviously. However, when deciding on the wedding food menu, I wanted to add 4 or 5 vegan options. My fiancé and his mom objected, saying it was a waste of money over food that isn't real food. They also argued that this would be offensive for their guests and suggested my vegan options just be the good old salads and appetizers. His mom wanted cupcakes lol. I said no, because for one, it's me and my family who's paying. And two, I want to make my guests feel welcome and not be treated as second-class citizens by being served salad. My fiancé made a face and said, isn't that what vegans eat? I refused to argue about it and said it was final. The other day, I found out that he had cancelled all the vegan options and took them off the menu completely and behind my back. I was seething. I called him at work, but he kept hanging up on me. I went straight to his workplace and confronted him there and just flipped out on him. He was stunned to see me. He at first said it was his mom's idea, then told me to go home because I was making a scene at the office. The fight continued at home, and he defended himself by saying that I sort of made him resort to doing this after I kept brushing off his thoughts and input, and refusing to accommodate his family. But there were plenty of meat options, why can't I get 4 or 5 vegan options? When I'm paying for it. He yelled that it was his wedding too, not my family's. My family said it was fine and they'll figure it out and told me to let it go, but I refused. Ada for putting my foot down on this. Update: so his mom messaged me earlier to try to get me to listen to what she had to say after I kept ignoring her phone calls. She spent long walls of text just to address what I did at her son's workplace, calling it all kinds of stuff from immature to unhinged. She then went to explain how she's noticed that me and my family kept acting dismissive of her son's input and contributions to the wedding. She said that she noticed my behavior towards him and her entire family and wanted to speak up earlier but didn't and tried to keep the peace. She then went on to address the food menu issue and denied her involvement in the cancellation of the vegan option, but that didn't mean she doesn't support her son's decision. Moreover, she thought it was Sa'u'u responsible of him to make that move because of my continual refusal to see how this stuff is waste of money. She also pointed out how I kept saying I paid for it and said that technically this isn't just my money, it's mine and his because we're getting married. She suggested I wisen up and get rid of my money, I paid for it mentality. She finally mentioned how bad this whole situation is making me look, and said that she and her son had already offered a number of compromises that I chose to brush off and decided to make it my weird hill to die on. She said that not only her son is upset but she and the family are as well after hearing about it and suggested I just agree on their compromise and be done with it. This pissed me off beyond belief. I responded by letting her know that I'm still standing my ground on this even if I'll have to call the whole wedding off because of it, because honestly, this is just ridiculous, it is. My mom and dad they don't even know what to say anymore. Apparently, my fiancé saw my response to her, he's with her, and is now trying to call me, but right now I'm waiting on him to get home and see if he's still insisting on the stance he took. I'll update if there's anything worth adding after we talk. Op, you are not the butthole and I hope you see those giant red flags. Next we have, am I the butthole for asking a co-worker to switch days with me, even though it goes against her religious beliefs? By Cotton Picker. So, my sister just passed away during childbirth, and her funeral is on Saturday. I was very close to her, and I don't want to miss it. It can't be rescheduled, because there's friends and family coming from out of town and it would mess up their schedule. Our family was heartbroken, it happened so abruptly, my dad's even coming from out of state for this, and he rarely comes here. We have an entire nursery we can't even use. I asked for Saturday off at work to go to the funeral, but I would have to swap out with my co-worker, who never works Saturdays because of her religion. I asked her, and she said that while she understood, she can't come on that day. I pleaded again and again, but she wouldn't budge and told me to stop asking. She won't even work on this one day, even though my sister literally died. I got a heads up from my manager that if I harassed her anymore, I would get written up. I talked with my mom and stepdad about this, and my stepdad is on my side, while my mom said I shouldn't insult someone's religion, and I was wrong for even asking. I need this closure and I'm super frustrated and depressed, and my coworker isn't even talking to me now, and some of my other coworkers said I shouldn't have asked in the first place. Ada? Edit, for those asking, my place only has two people who work freezer, that's me and my religious co-worker. If I could ask someone else to take over, I would. Update, hello everyone. I am so thankful for all the feedback I've received, positive and negative, and though everyone's answers have been all over the place, I just wanted to let you all know that I have apologized to my co-worker. She understood and said it's okay. Though my other co-workers are salty that I disrespected her religion, as most of them follow the same religious beliefs, it's a predominantly Jewish community where I work. As I'm a minor, I'm really thankful for those of you who gave me good advice on the employment laws, how I can leave in the case of a family emergency like this, and I will be contacting her about them. If she fires me, whatever, she's severely understaffed anyways. It's her loss. For those of you saying that this is fake, I can assure you, it's not, it's just a weird coincidence, and I hope that some of you didn't go to the other poster and harass them the same way you did me. I haven't even seen the fucking post, and this is on a new account because my boss uses Reddit and I don't want her to trace this back to me, if she finds it. This has blown up very quickly, and I'd like to say thanks, It's given me lots of good comments. And lastly, those harassing me about a few typos I made earlier and fixed, y'all need to chill. I messed up on a post I didn't bother to go back and edit at the time, no need to crucify me. Anyhow, thanks for all the feedback and support, and I will work on reading through all of your comments, though it may take a while, because I am still at work. Have a good day, night y'all, and thank you. Op, you are not the butthole, the real butthole is that terrible boss you have. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you like it, please subscribe or follow and continue listening to this podcast. Cheers.